Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
My name is Meredith Curtis, and I am the mother of five amazing children and the grandmother of two little ones. One is not born yet, but we're so excited to find out if it's a he or a she. And my little Rusty is a year old. I've been so blessed by my husband, my children. I love homeschooling. I have a co-host with me tonight, and the two of us are going to tag team. We're going to share. So welcome. We're so glad you're with us.
Hey, guys. I'm Jimmy Curtis, the son of the host, and we are here to talk about mothers and sons.
If you want to find us online, you can find me on Facebook, Meredith Ludwig Curtis, and you can find us at powerlineprod.com and finishwellcon.com and jshomeschooling.com. So anyway, this is a topic that I find myself talking to moms. That just a month ago, Laura and I were visiting a homeschool group of the most wonderful, amazing ladies. They are so sweet, and we just love when we get invited to go there. We get so excited because we love the ladies and their heart. And afterwards, both of us had conversations with moms about their sons, kind of confused, like we had this great relationship going, and all of a sudden something changed when they hit preteen, teen years. And so I said to my son, well, we've had problems. Why don't we talk about it? And he said, great, let's do that. And so we're going to just talk, real talk about moms and sons and kind of how things get a little rough in the teenage years and what you can do about it. First off, I just want to tell you that I have four daughters, and I was so excited when God gave me a son, and he was such a sweet little boy, and he wasn't wild or rebellious or anything like that. He was a really good little boy. He would bring me flowers, and sometimes he would catch frogs and try to show them to me. Everything was just going on swimmingly. Four daughters, and then this son who was Mr. Perfect, and I was so excited. And then one day, he asked me to lunch.
At this lunch that I so nobly asked my mom to, we went there, and there was this Chinese buffet, and it was really good food. There, though, I started talking, and that's where it kind of went wrong, because I brought up a subject that I thought she was doing, but in reality, she wasn't. But I accused her of treating me like a boy still, and I, being a 12-year-old, thought I was a man and thought I should be treated like a man. After that, though, there was a little heated argument, and I became angry, and she tried to graciously pull me out of my anger, and I just shut down and was upset and didn't want to talk to her anymore, and the rest of the lunch, I didn't really speak that much, and I just focused on the really good food.
It was so funny. At one point, I said to him, you know, I was asking him all these questions to draw him out, and he said, Mom, I really just want to enjoy the food. And I thought, oh, okay. And that was my first clue that things were not going to go swimmingly into the teenage years. And I think that for most mothers and sons, there is this change in situation. And one of the things that I wish that I would have understood then is how much young men, even when they're 12 and they're shorter than you, need to feel valuable and need to feel like they're a man. It can be hard, to be honest with you, to take a 12-year-old seriously. But I think one of the things that I've learned is to step back and think about, how did God make my son? How did he wire him? And what is he really needing right now from me as a mother? And I have learned that the father in these years plays a really critical role in his life. And so if you're listening and you're a single mom, don't despair, because there can be father figures that God has for you in helping your teenage son through these years. But I think for me as a mom, it became really important to esteem the things that he was doing to be a man. Like one of the things he started doing is he would open my door when we would go places. And I think one thing that really stands out in my mind was we were on the airplane, and I was with Jimmy and Jenny Rose and Shine, and we were getting on the airplane. And usually I gather up all the kids and say, let's go, get all your stuff. Is everyone okay? Before I could do it, he started doing it. And I thought, oh, my goodness, doesn't he realize that I'm wanting to protect him? And for some reason, the Lord just stopped me from saying anything because it was really important in that moment for him to be able to protect his mothers and sisters and to get us on that plane.
When kids are going through this period of wanting to be treated like men, there's a lot of stuff going inside of them that I'm sure all of you know about, the hormones, all that stuff. And someone who's gone through it, I know it can be really tough. And I know it's not easy. Some people are kind of ashamed of it, and they want to push away their parents and make sure their parents don't know about it or something like that. Me, on the other hand, is like kind of the opposite. I kind of liked it, and I didn't want to let my parents know about it and all those secret sins and stuff. And also anger just would like boil up in me. And I remember one time I was playing football with my friends, and a guy, like, stepped in front of me and caught the ball. And for some reason, I got so angry at him, I just started, like, kicking him. And he was, like, a rock, and the kicks just felt like little pebbles at his little shins. But I just remember feeling so angry and over something so small. And I'm pretty sure all teenage guys go through that. And during this process, during this age, it's hard for them to be mature, and it's very easy for them to act childish and to just go on, be emotional and be angry and start having thoughts that they usually haven't had before. And it's very easy for the moms to not respect them because they're acting like jerks and they are just, you know, being rude to their moms and being disrespectful. But this is the time where you really need to start respecting them, and not necessarily respecting them, but just encouraging them and being there for them and making sure that they know you're there for them and you know what's going on inside them, and they need someone to help them through this, and they need someone to be with them and someone to rely on. When everything else inside of them is going crazy, they need to know that they have a mom that's there for them and is willing to, you know, love on them even when they're at that moment not loving them back.
Wow, it so helps to be able to hear that. And, you know, one of the things Jimmy mentioned was he didn't want us to know about the things he was feeling inside. Some people, you know, some young men, they feel so much shame, they don't want their parents to know, or like some of them like those feelings, but they want to keep them secret from their parents. And either way, whichever is happening, it tends to bring distance between a son and his father and mother. And so it's almost like as parents, we have to work really hard to bridge that distance. And they're not necessarily wanting to bridge the distance. And if you're a young man right now and you're listening, I understand that it is hard and it is a hard season in your life, but I guarantee you that your mom and dad know exactly how you feel, and they would be compassionate and not judge you or be harsh with you. One of the things that happens, and if you're a guy, you might wonder, well, why do I do this? But young men will contend a lot with their moms. It's hard to give direction as a mom, especially if you're homeschooling, because if you're homeschooling, you know, I need to say, okay, Jimmy, you need to rewrite this paper. Well, I don't want to rewrite this paper. You kind of have conversations like that that you never had before. Or maybe if you had them before and you just said, Jimmy, I'm the mom and you do this, then he would back down. But now all of a sudden he's not backing down. And when I talk to moms who quit homeschooling, a lot of times it's for this reason, that they feel like they can't give direction to their son. Their son doesn't want direction for them, from them, and it's really hard. And another thing, if you're a guy and you're in that season and you find yourself being harsh with your mom, I just want you to know that, like, moms get so hurt. And if you're a mom listening, you know exactly what I'm saying. Your feelings are so hurt. And you think, I'm trying so hard to be a good mom, staying home, I'm homeschooling you, and, you know, doing all these things for your future to protect you. You don't appreciate me. You're so mean to me. And it's really, really hard to go from being the most important person in a little boy's life to someone that they would treat roughly and disregard. And so I think a lot of times what is typical is that when moms are hurt, they get angry. They become angry and they lash out, or they clamp down and say, you listen to me, I'm the mom, you do what I say. And that really doesn't help. So here's what I just want to say to moms. Love your son and try to find out what is going on inside his heart. Sometimes I've met moms who their sons won't talk to them, but they pray. And the Lord will show them things that are going on in their son's hearts. So they can pray for their son, and so they can reach out to their son. I think it's very important as a mom to ask God to give you compassion, and then also to be able to examine your heart. One of the things that I've noticed in my own life, and I don't know if you're listening, if this is true for you, but sometimes I find myself being rude or disrespectful to my children in a way that I would never be rude or disrespectful to maybe a man or woman. The Lord will rebuke me for that, because I really believe that he wants me to be polite and kind to my children all the time. And like I said, when you have this dynamic going on, at this confrontation and arguments and stuff, it can be really hard to be kind. And so one of the things that I would always say to myself is, do not engage, do not engage, do not engage. And, you know, say, okay, well, let's talk about this in an hour, you know, like give things time to settle down. But I would say the most important thing is to love your son and to have compassion for him and to tell your son, hey, I love you. I know that right now there's a lot of anger. And you know, if you want to tell me things that I can change so that you'll be less angry, then I would really love that. But I want you to know I'm here for you. If you want to talk, I'm here to listen. I really care about you. And I'm not saying that you allow bad behavior. And you can put up boundaries without yelling. You can just say, I love you so much, and I know you're having a bad day, but I will not allow you to talk to me that way. I think it's so important in this season for moms to be calm.
All right, boys, young men, a little tip. If you want to be shown respect, if you want your moms to value your opinion, then the best way to do that is to actually act in a way that deserves respect. And this is something I struggled with. I remember a couple times after my encounter with my mom, and I just got angry at her and was frustrated. And I remember thinking, wow, I am a jerk. And that's how a lot of times I acted towards my mom. And she was always gracious. She always came back and loved me. But one thing I had to work through was treating her with respect and being a man that was worthy of respect, and not a man who just gives into my every desire. And when I feel like getting angry, I get angry. Or if someone is slightly rude to me, I lash out at them. And I had to learn to control myself. And one of the ways to do that was to have God help me. And I don't know, like, all your guys' relationships with God, but I know he definitely wants you, and he definitely wants to be your companion. And I think that he is willing to help you get out of this hard time. And my dad always said to me that most people think that to become a man, you have to do something with these sensual desires that's manly and gruff, and worldly people would respect it. And he would look at me and he would say, son, the way you become a man is to control these feelings and to not give in to them. And I'm learning that now still, because it's a very hard process. And I think that's something that we can all do. It's, you know, make it easy on your moms. Don't have it be so hard for them to respect you. Make their job easy. And one thing that I always thought was, if I'm older and I have a wife and some kids, I would want them to be treating me with respect and my wife with respect. I'd want them to be treating me in a certain way. And then I thought, am I treating my parents in that way? And that really made me think, and it made me change the way I treat them a lot of times. And so I just want you to think about that. Are you treating your parents the way you would like your future kids to treat you? And if you're not, then don't ask God to make you more loving or more anything like that. One of my favorite pastors says, you know, don't do that. Instead, ask God to come live inside of you. No matter how hard we try, we can never be like him. We can never do anything holy or good in our own strength. The only thing that we do is when God comes inside of us and he makes us be more like him. Because God is the perfect one who can imitate himself. And we can't imitate him. So we need him to just be more inside of us. And he truly does live in us and reign in us and rule in us. And so we need to beg him to do that more and more in our lives if we really want to change.
Wow, that is so good. We're going to take a break for our sponsor, which is the Finish Well Conference. I am going to share a little bit about the conference with you. We are so excited this year because if you have heard of Liberty Council, our keynote speaker is Matt Staver of Liberty Council, and he is so graciously willing to come on Friday night, July 8th, and he is going to talk to us about how to be successful leaders in the 21st century to teens and to parents. How can you raise leaders in the 21st century? And I'm just so excited because this man has argued before the Supreme Court. This man loves God. He is a good man. He is a great man. Just so excited to hear his wisdom. But he is not the only one coming this year. Finish Well is July 8th and 9th. 2016 here in Sanford, Florida. And if you are interested in it, the website is finishwellcon.com. Finishwellcon.com. And we have Suzanne Nunn of FPA coming, our wonderful Cheryl Bastian, and Grant Malloy, who God has used him to clean up a city. We are just so excited. And then our whole team. And, you know, the Finish Well team, if you've come to Finish Well, you know, they are the most awesome group of men and women in the whole world. They're young, a lot of them. Some of us are age challenged, but they will love you and reach out to you. So I just want to invite you, please join us for Finish Well this year, July 8th and 9th, finishwellcon.com.
You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Welcome back. We are talking about mothers and sons, and Jimmy has just given some great advice to guys on how to be men worthy of respect, to make it easy on their moms to respect them. It just made me think that as women, we want to be women worthy of respect. That's such a challenge to me because I am surrounded by people who are better than me, who are stronger than me and more loving and more kind and more godly. And I am just always provoked by their life to pursue God more and more. So moms, be someone that your children can respect. But I want to talk a minute to young men. I know Jimmy just talked to you. I just want to share some things with you that my son has done that have really made a difference for me. If you know me well, I am a ranter. If I hear something that a politician says, I will go, did you hear him? Blah, 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 blah. And I'll walk through the house and my kids will say, Mom, you're ranting. Oh, I don't want to rant. It's not godly, but you know. So sometimes when I'm ranting, my son will be so gracious to me. I'll see that it's irritating him, but he'll just step back and not confront me, or it's not like I mind him confronting me about something, but he'll just give me some space to make a mistake, to fall on my face, and then later when I say, hey, I'm so sorry, I was ranting, he'll say, Mom, I forgive you. No lecture, no, well, how do you expect me to respect you if you, blah, blah. I mean, nothing like that. Just a lot of grace and a lot of love. One thing that makes me feel really loved by my son is that he'll ask my opinion on things, and he'll share things with me, and he'll say, hey, listen, I have this decision. What do you think about this? What do you think about this school or this school? What do you think about this major? And, you know, he'll ask me my advice. And some of the stuff that he'll ask me about, I feel really honored and privileged that he would ask my opinion, because I really value my children's respect and their love for me. And so when he does that, it makes me feel really valuable. I mentioned earlier that Jimmy will open doors for me. If I come home from the store, he'll run out and bring in groceries. He goes out of his way to really show me honor. And I'm not saying that he's perfect, but I am so grateful to have a son. I only have one. Well, now I have two because I have a son in love. God gave me Jimmy. I really appreciate when he shares things with me, when he protects me. One time there was a huge, huge lizard that got in the house and crawled up the wall. Jimmy, along with my husband, moved up furniture, including a piano, and caught this huge, huge lizard and rescued me. And I'm so grateful.
Well, I would like to share some things that my mom has done that are very admirable and respectable. And maybe you moms can, like, take notes on this. But one thing I find very respectable about my mom is I'll go to her with my problems, and instead of being like, wow, son, tough luck, that's hard, she gives, like, me this, like, fountain of wisdom. And I feel like I'm, like, starving or thirsty in this desert, and I'm like, which way do I go? How do I handle this? And my lips are chapped, and I, like, find this, like, humongous waterfall, and I just, like, dive into it. And that's how I feel like when I go to my mom. I'm just like, Mom, I need help. I do not understand these feelings. What do I do? How do I handle this situation? And she's able to give me, like, really good advice, and mostly from, like, what she's learned in the past. And she was able to carry it out well, and she's able to give me really good advice. And another thing is my mom values my opinion. And if I say something in our weekly Bible studies at home and I'm like, blah, 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 she's not like, oh, wow, Jimmy, that's so great, but you're wrong. She's like, wow, that's really insightful. And I'm like, yes, it is insightful. And my chest sticks out a little bit more and my head held higher, and I feel like they're, like, bowing down and worshiping me, but not really. But I don't know. It's just very encouraging when it says, wow, Jimmy, that was really good. Wow, Jimmy, I learned from that. And that's when I say something and she says, wow, Jimmy, I learned from that. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. But those are some things that I find very respectable about my mom and ways she's respected me in my life, even though most of the time I don't deserve respect. And which brings me up to my other point is when I have an older sister who has a baby, and he's like 1 year old now, and he just has some hard time sleeping, and I've heard, like, stories and stuff. It's like, wow, like, that's hard. Like, that's a full-time job. And just thinking back, like, man, I was probably just like that, and I probably kept my mom up. I probably did things to her that hurt her. I probably, like, would smack her in the face really hard. I would probably do this and this and probably 10 times worse. And to think that I'm still here and she still, like, shows so much love to me, and how she persevered through all those hard times when I was a baby, it's given me a huge amount of respect for her. And it's made me just appreciate more what she's done for me. And just, I don't know, maybe like your son isn't even at the teenage years and he's still a little baby. I can guarantee you, like, when he has his own kids, he'll definitely appreciate what you've done for him and all that you do for him right now.
We're back and we're finishing up our talk about mothers and sons. Jimmy's going to talk about how to handle conflict when it happens. But before he does, I just want to say this, that my son is 18 and I would follow his leadership. I would follow him into battle. I would follow him if he was leading a group because I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. And I say that honestly. You know, when he was 12, I did, you know, I've got to show respect. But now that is not something that I have to work hard at because he is such a man of integrity and he loves the Lord so much. And the other day we were talking about a really hard situation and he said, look, the bottom line is this. The Bible says, and he quoted a scripture, and the whole family went, yeah, I mean, that's true. It's not like we have a choice here. If we're going to honor Christ, we need to do this thing. And I just really appreciate that about my son. And so, Jimmy, I love you. I think you're awesome. I appreciate you. So now we can talk about our fights after I send that. Here we go.
If you can imagine personalities colliding, and maybe the worst scenario possible. That may be a picture of my mom and I sometimes, especially when I'm not in a good mood. Our personalities don't really mesh that well. And even when we were preparing this talk, I was like, okay, Mom, point by point by point by point, what are we going to say? How are we going to say it? What's the message behind it? Who are we talking to? What's this and this? And her idea of it is just, let's just create this little point and then we're good. And the Holy Spirit will just speak to us at the time. And I'm like, Mom, let's have a very detailed plan. And that's just how we are. She likes things one way. I like things a different way. And it can start a lot of arguments. So what I'm about to share with you is we are pretty much experts at. The best way to get out of an argument is my mom usually calls my father in, and my father is like, son, you're a brat, you know, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't really say a brat, but he puts me in my place, and, or like rarely if she's wrong, then he'll put her in her place. But the basic thing is that to be able to get out of the argument, we both need to be humble, and we both of us need to just value of the other's opinion, realize that we could be wrong and we're not always right. That is something I can struggle with because a lot of times I always think I'm right and I will think my mom is definitely wrong. And so the argument can last longer and I just need to be able, we can all to be able to do it is just be humble and just really allow the humility of Christ to just dwell in you and realize, like, man, like, does this argument really matter? Like, in the long run, internal value, am I really going to start an argument with my mom just because, you know, she told me to go make my bed and I want to still keep watching the TV or something like that? The second thing is, after you have gotten out of the argument and you realize that you could be wrong, the best way is to just walk through it in a calm manner. And if there is a disagreement, then walk through it. I usually, like, apologize and mention the things I've done wrong specifically, that she knows that I actually am sorry for what I've done because I know what I've done wrong. And if the argument is based on something that I've sinned about or she's sinned about, then we'll make sure the other person knows about it and we'll reconcile. And then I'll usually go do my chore. And that's a very key thing, is that after the argument, you don't just go back to normal, but you actually settle the argument. And if someone wasn't wrong, they get corrected. And if you do need to go do something and you didn't want to, but your mom told you to do it, and that's how the argument started, you should definitely go do that thing. Like, no matter how hard it is, no matter how annoying it is, you need to honor her. And that, in turn, honors God. And it honestly is hard to describe because it's like you gain nothing out of it. But for some reason, I don't know if it's like the chemicals inside of you, I don't know, or if it's just the spirit of Christ in you that rejoices when you do something right. But you just feel at peace and you feel noble and you're just honoring Christ, and that feeling is great. So that's how you walk through arguments. A lot of times I'll be like, Mom, we need to go through this argument and we need to talk about this detail of it and this detail of it and talk about how we can avoid it. And she's like, son, come on, I need to go take a shower. I need to do this. We've already talked about it. We don't need to repeat everything. Just be humble and just graciously apologize to the other person, realizing that you could be wrong in the situation.
I think Jimmy did hit on something that, for me, when someone apologizes, I'm like, I've moved on, and Jimmy still needs to discuss it and make sure that we avoid it the next time, which is so wise, and we are really different. And one of the things is that we're friends. Soon, like I said, he'll be married, he'll have his own children, I mean, not next week or anything, but he won't be under my authority. I won't be giving him school assignments and things like that, but hopefully we'll still be friends, and we'll still be serving the Lord together. And like any friendship, people are different. You want to really think in terms of building a friendship that will outlast the time that your son is in your household, the time that you're living in the household with your mom. You want to think about building that friendship, because in life we need our sons and daughters. In life we need our moms and dads. And we want to make sure that those friendships are good and they're not tense, or they're not, we just avoid them as much as we can. But we want to be close friends with them. Sometimes you don't realize things that you're doing offend someone. And one of the things that Jimmy came to me, this was a couple years ago, and he said, hey, when you tell someone they can spend the night with me, could you let me know? Because someone would say, hey, can my son spend the night? And go, sure. And they would be sleeping in Jimmy's room. And then Jimmy went, no. And he said, I want them to spend the night. It's my room. I want to feel like I'm part of these plans. And I think one of the things that sometimes we can do as parents is that we can just live our life and make our plans and, oh, by the way, kids, we're doing this, or by the way, we're doing this. And as children get older, especially preteens, obviously teenagers, like they need to be part of knowing what's going on and what we're doing and even making decisions and having input. And we're a family and we work together. We make plans together. And last night as a family, we just sat down and we discussed some things. So I just encourage you, look beyond the tension. Maybe you're 14, you're listening to this, you're 14, your mom is just, you're trying so hard to love her, but it's so hard. And maybe you're that mom that's so hard to love, and it's because your heart is so hurt by the disrespect. And I just want to encourage you to look beyond, first of all, to the friendship that God wants the two of you to have, and then purpose in your heart, I'm going to make this relationship work, so that it's not just that we can be civil to one another and survive, but we can thrive, we can love each other, we can make a difference. Because God has called us as families, as church families, as individuals, to change the world with the power of God, for the gospel, for the glory of Christ. And what a glorious privilege to be able to labor in the kingdom of God with your son or daughter, with your mom or dad. That's such a joy. So, sons, love your mamas. Respect them. Be kind to them. Mamas, love your sons. Respect them. Be kind to them. Above all, love one another deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, and have a wonderful, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.